Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 622. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to my winter wonderland.
I know. Our snowy weekend.
Yep. It was a white post-Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Most snow that we've had in a long time.
Yeah. They were talking about we might get 6 to 8 inches, but we got, what, 2, 3?
Yeah, probably 2 to 3. Enough, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, in my opinion, it did not hinder any kind of travels.
Yeah.
It didn't make things unsafe, really. It was just a little bit of snow.
Mm-hmm. Which I liked it. I don't mind seeing snow like that.
Well, everybody kept saying it was going to have a sheet of ice underneath it, but it didn't appear that happened anywhere that I was at. It was nice.
Did you go out in it Friday?
Just very little. Very little. No more than I had to.
Yeah, because some afternoon I saw you online playing.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, he didn't go home. He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, so I only had one appointment on Friday. It canceled on me. So yeah, I just caught up on some office work, played a little games on PS5. It's a good day.
When you were younger, I think we've talked about this before way back in the day. Were you a snow kid? Like when it snowed, you were outside playing? And
yeah, I was just outside playing almost all the time anyways. I play games at night, but I was always outside during the day.
Okay, same. I spent most of my time from the morning to night.
Yeah.
I'd have night.
I grew up in a neighborhood, so, you know, you had some friends that you ran with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'd all come spilling outside in the morning and just figure out what the day had in store.
Right. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, I was on Fort Campbell. So we had the whole base just riding our bikes around. And
It's such a pure time because you would all like spill outside in the mornings. No plan mm-hmm. for the day.
Yep.
And then you'd be like, let's just see where it takes us. You know, let's just see what our destiny is, because, you know, there's snow on the ground. And then 2 hours later, we're having a bike race in the ice.
Right.
You know, and then we're jumping on the trampoline while it's full of snow. And then we're, you know.
But then someone's getting a bright idea. Hey, let's get a football and let's get tackled in the snow and get ice all down.
And then we got
pants.
Trash can lids trying to go down the hill where there's no ice.
Oh, yeah.
No snow. I mean, it really, like, every day was an adventure. And I don't think we ever went into a day with, like, a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like when you're a kid, it's so silly too, because you're like run an obstacle course today. You got to make a 3-pointer. You got to run over here. You got to you know, throw a football through this trash can. Then you got to run over here, do 2 front flips on the trampoline. Right. You know, then you got to run to the mailbox, close the mailbox thing, and then hit the porch. And then we stop time, and we're just going to see who can run the fastest time. Like, none of that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't. And ears in a little watch.
Oh, dude, we do it all day. All day, just out to run time trials, just doing something. Mm-hmm. It was always something dumb like that.
But then some kid down the street will come over and see what you do. What are you doing? Like, oh, I want to try it.
Yeah, we've been doing it all day. He's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We're lying about the times. It's fun. You'd have like, we had a, it wasn't even a boombox. It was just like one of the CD player like units with the side speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd bring it at my buddy's house, and we'd bring it outside and plug it up. We'd run an extension cord into the house.
I was older, so we did actually have the boom box with the big batteries.
With the 8D cells.
Yeah, like, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would bring, we would run that out and run a cord in, and we'd just have the M&M playing while we're out there doing time trials. It was good, though. It's mm-hmm. good times.
Oh, yeah. When you didn't have to care, you didn't worry about anything.
Yeah. What if I called you now? I was like, hey, we're doing time trials today.
Yeah. What game are we playing?
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't do it today. You can't risk getting yourself hurt.
Oh, hell no. My hip has been messed up for like the last 2 weeks. I did something at work and for like 2 days, I couldn't even lay on it right.
To me, the hip is one of those things that for sure, like, that's like a key indicator that you're getting old.
Yeah.
You don't have hip pain when you're young. Like that's a, sometimes in bed, I like will flip over because my hip hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not a thing that happens when you're young.
Right. I have that one side. At first it was my knee. I was okay. Then so I stopped doing stuff. Then I'm okay with it. Then now the hip, but it's getting better. you're down there messing with something.
It's fine. I'm back. I muted it so that it didn't make noise.
Okay.
I'm still like, I don't have like my lower back sometimes, but I don't have like constant pain most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like overall, I'm still in decent health, I guess.
So knee, hip, and shoulder.
That's a lot.
The shoulder's been for like 20 plus years. That's old high school. That's from throwing footballs all the time.
Skills training.
Mm-hmm. I'd be the quarterback for the little kids, and they just run around and catch the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay when it comes to that kind of stuff. A little lower back. That's about it on the daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, things hurt here and there, but just lower back is the thing that consistently hurts. Yeah, not bad, all things considered. But I've also gone really easy on my body.
Yeah.
Try to keep myself out of harm's way, trying to overextend. Been working out. Worked out hard in November to get back into it. December was pretty shoddy.
Right.
And then worked out every day in January so far.
On the Peloton and other stuff?
Peloton, rower, and then lightweights.
Nice.
Yeah. I got, so I have the Peloton bike, and then I have the iFit ProForm rower. I want the Peloton rower. I'm having to pay two subscriptions, which is stupid.
Right. They should intertwine all that.
So I do the rower every day, and then I do the lightweights one day, and then I do the Peloton the next day. So I'm kind of working on strength and cardio, but I do the rower every day. And I got the Peloton guide. It's just a little camera. It looks like a Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
And it tracks your form. It also counts your reps for you, which is nice, because if it'll say like do 10 reps, you just do them. And when it makes a noise, you know you hit your goal. Also, if it makes you like get down and like plank or do something like that, it counts to your time as well. So if you need to take a knee and take a second, it pauses your timer.
Oh, damn. That's cool.
Yeah. So it does all of that to kind of help. You can also say like, you know, you can pause the video. It does verbal commands. You can say, hey, I'm switching to my 5 pound weight instead of my 10 pound if it's too hard or whatever. And you can do it that way. So I'm not doing anything over 25 pounds.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get shredded. Just trying to work a little bit of everything.
Well, come on, we can enter a bodybuilding competition later.
No, I'm good. I don't want to have to start using steroids. And
yeah, that was a big discussion at work the other day, because we had one of the guys in there, and he was talking about he's on everything. And
TRT. Yeah, I mean, you got to be if you want to be just like that.
He was telling me he's bulking up, and he needed to get bigger clothes, and we're like, okay. He's like, yeah, I'm taking everything. He's like, he was naming stuff I've never even heard of. I've heard like SARMs and D-ball and Andro and TRT, and he's taking some other stuff.
You know, I think the dad bod is a reasonable and a good look. Like, look healthy. Mm-hmm. Don't be fat. I'm fat. That's my problem.
Like, you don't have to have abs to be healthy.
Right. And so I don't want to be like that. I just want to be a little, I want to lose my stomach. Mm-hmm. That's probably part of my lower back issue.
Oh yeah.
I got that gut. So
you did get rid of it for a while. I mean, well, it was a lot smaller than,
well, I lost 70 pounds. Yeah. I pretty well got rid of it. And then I gained 40 of it back. And then, so I've been working out, like I said, every day in January, and I'm down 8 pounds so far.
I think it's going to Titans game, me eating that food with a Marshall 205.
No, I'm going to blame him. It's whenever I get a job with like a truck like this or driving around all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my last two jobs are in the car. It just like forces you to get fast food.
Yeah.
So I've also been eating good since the first. So back on a low carb diet, and it's all going okay.
That's good.
It all sucks, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I know the fact. And I just need to start doing that too.
Yeah. We'll see how long it lasts. Mm-hmm. I don't have a timeline in place. I'd like to get down to my target weight, which is 200 pounds. And then from there, I'd like to find something sustainable, but maybe not as hardcore.
was a 200, the might just you be okay sitting around 200.
Yeah, I don't want to get lower than that.
Just don't feel comfortable with that, or just.
Yeah, I don't think I look good any lower than that. I like being a little thick. I don't want to be like skinny.
When I met you, you were skinny.
Yeah, but you know, I was probably 200 pounds then.
I don't know. You look pretty small.
No, when I graduated high school, I was 185.
Because you looked about the same size as Jason Smith.
No, by then I was probably already 190, almost 200 pounds. I look good at 200 pounds because I got broad shoulders and thick thighs.
Yeah, you didn't look it.
Yeah, I carry 200 pretty well. I mean, I was fat, but I don't even think at 270, I didn't even look that fat. Like, I looked big.
You just had a belly.
Yeah, I carried all in my gut.
Same. Like, I have nothing in my arms, nothing in my legs, just all belly. Yeah.
It's not even like barrel chest either. I got like the pregnant belly. Like, I look 7 months along when I get big.
Right.
And my face, of course, gets a little chubbier, but yeah, we'll see. Usually if I want to do it, you know, committing to it's not hard. I don't want to work out every day, but mm-hmm. I'm going to at least initially until I feel like that rhythm is established. And then, you know, maybe I'll scale back once I feel like it's one of those things that's, I hate working out. So once I feel like it's at least a pattern enough that, you know, I'm not making excuses not to do it, then maybe I'll scale it back.
Yeah. When we move, we'll have more room in our main bedroom. So where my wife's room is now, most of that stuff will be able to go into that bedroom, and we're going to turn that third bedroom to like a little gym area.
Yeah. I got a little mini gym. I had a thought yesterday where I was like, yeah, I should build a building out back and then put equipment in there and then have my friends come work out. Mm. Charge them a little, just enough to pay for machines.
Membership fee.
Yeah, a little membership fee. The backyard open all the time, 24 hours a day.
Right. Just watch out for the chicken shit. I'll be an obstacle course, run around, run from fence to fence.
Yeah, we'll do time trials.
Just don't step on chicken shit.
Because my problem is it can't be anywhere else. If it's not in my home, I won't do it.
Yeah.
If I have to make an effort to make an effort, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I get that. Our gym, we'll see what we put in there. Because we're talking about just doing a second bedroom for like visitors to come down. But then
yeah,
she was like, well, I don't know who's going to come down, but like twice a year. And she thinks it's a waste of space. Just have a bed in there for two people to come.
Yeah. My spare bedroom is a full on. I mean, the Peloton and the rower plus my bookcases with my stuff on it takes up that whole room. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm trying to go through that stuff. I'm packing some stuff in bins that I don't think I need to see anymore or that I need out anymore. And then I've been going through and putting all my backlog of Lego sets together. So that's going to help too. I feel like I can store those boxes away once I open them up.
Yeah. Don't forget to scan your books for points. Make your Lego count and scan the book.
I started doing that. Some of that stuff doesn't have a QR code.
Yeah, the older sets don't.
Yeah, but I did start doing them with the newer ones. It's been fun. I've enjoyed putting them together. I put together all the botanical stuff that's in the small pots. Mm-hmm. So the chrysanthemum, the lucky bamboo, and the whatchamacallit, the mini orchid, and then the sugar plum.
Now, speaking of Lego, when you're building it, as you build one, now you know some of the easy techniques. When you get to the second and third one, it gets a little easier because, oh, I've already know how to do this one.
Kinda, but I'm stupid. Like, I will put one together, and then I understand the process is the same the next time I put it together. But, like, those are all slightly different. The bottom bowl is the same, but the top part is different.
Okay, I was going to say, the bases and the bowl, they pretty much all look the same.
So if you pull them up, like, even the pot itself is different. Only the bottom half of the pot is the same on each one of them. So, like, where the legs are in the bottom, but even the top is shaped different on all of them. They all have slightly different vessels that they're in. I saw a lot of people online ripping the Lucky Bamboo for being an easy build. I don't know that it was probably took me time-wise probably the second longest. it is the same thing over and over again, but it's a ton of tiny pieces.
Yeah, they look good though.
Yeah. I have the full size orchid, but I decided not to put it together because the mini orchid was the last one I put together. I don't like making anything where I have to clip onto like a ring.
Oh.
So like the petals for that clip on, I don't like that. The chrysanthemum, I think it looks awesome. All the flowers on it are bananas, different shade bananas.
Oh,
damn. And so you're plugging the banana into another piece and then you have to clip it on a ring and then everything has to be spaced out and moved right. And I don't like doing those.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar plum was my favorite to put together. Plus, I think it's got a good look to it.
It does.
Kind of wispy. But they're fun. I like all the flower stuff. I really want the botanical gardens.
I really want that harvest set.
You know, like for the table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a bookshelf, and I would like to get two of those, put them together, make it really big, cover the whole thing up.
The Christmas wreath is cool, too.
Yeah, I miss out on getting the Christmas wreath.
I should have got it.
Yeah, I need that. I also like the poinsettias.
Yeah, I don't like poinsettias in real life, so that's one I'm going to pass on. But since I've been putting them together, I've been pacing myself. I like put one together every day or every other day or whatever, but mm-hmm. I'm like jonesing to put everything together. I want them all now. I was on Lego last night just scrolling through, just looking at everything. But I need to be smart. I do have limited room, and I probably still have 15 sets in the house that aren't put together yet.
Yeah.
Some of them I'm not going to. Like Big Bang, I'm probably never going to put together. I like that set. I love that show. I'm probably not going to put that together.
Yeah, same. I have it. Not that I've ever watched it, but I have the set. Yeah.
I probably won't put that one together. That Bricklink set, I don't know if I'll put that together. I'm not going to put my NES together until I have somewhere, like until I have a full shelf to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So
then if you get the Atari. That's
another one I want is. Yeah, I know I need to get the Atari. I also like the Yoshi that you crank that runs.
Yeah, that's on my list to get to.
Yeah, that's a cool looking set. So I've been talking forever. Did you play anything this week?
Fall 76. And then I finished Concrete Genie. And then now I'm working on the Platinum. And then I got stuck with one of the memories. A little, not memory, moments.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, it's in the sewers, and it's like an umbrella, I mean, a balloon. You see it, and then you bring your genies over, and once they get there, it disappears. And apparently that's a glitch. There's two of them that glitch, and that's one of them.
Is it fixable?
Some people say that you can turn it off, turn it back on. I've done that. I've exited out of the game. I've deleted the game, put it back in. It's not there. And then for me to get that, and now I have to go through and play the whole game pretty much about 70% through to get to that point.
Would you do that?
I'm going to say no, but I know how now that'll bother me because that's the only trophy I need to get the Platinum.
Yeah, I can't imagine playing through it again. I don't remember that game, but I remember that I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was fun. Some of the other trophies I had to go back and find. Like I didn't get all the pages. I was missing 5 pages, and I just ran right by him. I was like, shit, I ran right by that. I didn't even know something was there.
I think it was Pixel Opus, I think, made it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know that they're a studio anymore.
It was good. I like the bullying teaching of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it being fun. It was unique at the time. It has a fun feel.
I liked how you got to ride your brush as it's like a skateboard and fast travel.
Did you, wasn't there a VR trophy?
There's three or four VR trophies, but that's separate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just remember there being some.
There's one you have to go in there and do something with your genie. I haven't done those yet. I might just jump in there just to get, not those, just to get the four trophies out of the way.
They were easy.
Yeah. I'll see. Then after I get this, I'll probably end up going back and replaying it just to get it, the trophies.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I have to make sure I have unlocked the things to get it.
What would your rage level be if you did it all again, glitched again?
Oh, I'll be done.
Because you got to think about that, too. there's a risk it happens again.
Well, they said that if you don't, what I'm reading is like, you have to do everything the first time you get it. Where why glitch is because you get there, you don't have all the stuff, and then you it's not available.
Gotcha.
So I just got to make sure I get everything before I get there.
Fallout, Concrete Genie, is that it?
That's all I played, yeah.
The only thing I played this week was a Lego Fortnite Odyssey. Fortnite Lego Odyssey, whatever mm-hmm. it's called. I don't know which order they put it in. That game is so different than when we played it.
You keep on saying that, and you guys have been playing the hell out of it.
There's so much to do in it. We completed the Star Wars outpost yesterday, the Star Wars village that you get to build. We completed it last night around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back to work on the Storm Chaser one now, the Storm Chaser village. And then there's some boss fights, and there's like a big boss fight. So I think we're going to start to tackle that in a little while. It's just really, really good. There's so much to do. I mean, seeing some of the builds online that people are doing, I mean, it's insanity what you can build in there now. Like, if you can think it, you can build it.
So did they basically maybe take apart whatever people were saying why they didn't like it and then fix it? Or
I think there's some of that, but really, honestly, I think with a game like this, and I think you see it now with Brick Life, they launch them incomplete with a roadmap. And I think that this is just a culmination of where they plan to go and where people's feedback drove them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that game that they put out that we played early on was ever all it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is when we jumped in before and played, which was not that long ago, we did it on multiplayer night. We just jumped in and then stood around and then built cars. There's a whole storyline. Now, when we played then, there was no way for us to all be on the same storyline.
Right. We had
that. Everyone's on their own. They fixed that now. So they can give, you can give world keys. So everybody can join your map when you're not online. And then also there's a, you share quest lines now.
So let's say me and Patman jump in. Do we unlock those quest
lines? You automatically are caught up to where we are.
Oh, that's cool.
And start working on the quest from the point that we're at. We share a base, we share people, we share resources. It's like playing Minecraft on a realm.
Mm.
You know, it's nice when he does something across the map, I get credit for it. Like if he does a quest, I get credit for it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's times where he was working on the Storm Chaser village and I was working on Star Wars and we were both checking boxes off while the other was doing it. And there's times where we have to come together because you need help. And it's just really good. The map is massive now.
Is it the same map? You just expanded it or they changed it?
I think it's the same map, but it is huge. Like big, big. Like if you were to run the full map, I mean, it might take. I bet if you were to run the full map, it'd probably take you 15 minutes, 20 minutes to go from one end to the other. Maybe even longer. It's huge.
There's someone there.
Yeah, but you see all those squiggly areas?
Yeah.
Those are just areas they've been to but haven't discovered the areas in between.
Yeah.
It's so big. That squiggly is the path you make as you walk. That's how much area you see it from a camera view, just for perspective on how big this game is. I don't know what that is. That's not real. All the maps are the same. So your map is my map.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you walk, that's the full pattern. So it's huge. There's a fast travel system now. So you find the bus stations from the Fortnite bus stations and the bus driver will actually take you and drop you and you jump out of the bang bus like you do in Fortnite. And so you jump that's through cool. the rift and you jump out of it and float down and you have a glider now.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fun.
The bang bus. Yeah. I'm gonna have to jump in there with y'all.
Yeah. I mean, we're on like every night playing it and sometimes during the day.
Oh, there's the fast travel bus stop.
Yeah. So you actually call the bus, you pick the one you want to go to, and he scoops you up.
That's cool.
It is really neat. It's really fun. And there's so much, and it's become like Minecraft now, where it's been out long enough and the people that play it all the time have found like all the tricks to like to do the building stuff that they don't necessarily intend for you to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to trick it and make it what you want it to be now. And some of the stuff people are building is just absolutely incredible. There's a guy I watch on TikTok all the time. Just type in Lego Odyssey, crazy builds, and just see what's, I mean, it is intense. Maybe crazy builds is not what we need. But they can build like, they're building all kinds of wild stuff in there. It's let me see this guy's name.
Yeah.
I don't have to go far, Howard. Epic Bricks on TikTok. Let me pull it up here for you. I can't explain the amount of TikToks he sends me.
Here we go.
Yeah. There's one where it's called the Shogun Castle. I don't know if you see that one. I don't know how far down it is either. There it is.
Shogun Castle.
Yeah.
I spent just look at how crazy that is. Building this Shogun Castle.
So the wild thing about that is he built that basically brick by brick. Like some of the panels are bigger, but for the most part, That's not like a preset. Like he had to go through and think about it and think about his spacing and think about what blocks even everything out, where to put lights. Every piece of that had to be thought out.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would get lost in this. I would be building.
It's really good. So that's partially a paid set to get some of those blocks. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
So like I bought the Anarchy Acres, which gives you all the farm stuff, because I wanted some of those set pieces and I wanted like an actual barn, like a proper barn. Yeah, you ought to jump in there. It's everything that you would like. It has the grinding. It has the ability to play when other people aren't online. It has enough to keep you interested as far as combat goes. You know, we've got planes and stuff built now. We just jump on one of our airships and fly to where we want to go and land it. And then all hell breaks loose. And then we get everything and we jump back on the plane and we take off. Hmm. My friend of the show, Padman, was watching the other day, and I was sitting in the cockpit of the airship, and Howard was going to fight something big, and he comes running over the hill. It's like a movie scene. He comes running over the hill and I can see him, and he's like, go, 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 go. And the thing comes over the hill chasing him, like right behind him. And I'm trying to take off before everything gets to me, cause we can't afford to lose the ship. It's just really neat. And like I said, they're really just starting to get into their like early Minecraft era where people are starting to figure out how to make automated stuff.
Yeah, I'm watching this auto farm right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another one right there. This guy's insane. He's partnered up with Lego and they send him free stuff, but he grinds it out. He does everything in that game. See elevator tutorial. And it what's so charming about it, if you click on that elevator tutorial there, is it's so Lego, right? It's four balloons, and then when he pushes a button, or it's two balloons, and he pushes a button, four more pop out, which raise him to the top. Now he can come out, and to go back down, he literally just takes those rest of those balloons away.
Hmm.
And it would then fall because gravity.
Right.
It's such a neat, fun thing to do.
Oh yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it really is cool. You got to get in there.
I will. You guys get on.
And there's so many, like, even with he's got like the mythic weapons there. There's tons of like, you can enchant like items now. And so you could just get lost in the sauce for 1,000 different ways. But it's fun.
All right. So let's get into some news then, because there's a bunch. All right. Starting with PlayStation, they announced the Midnight Black Collection. So you're getting a black headset, black covers for the PS5 digital, the console, the Slim, and then the Midnight Black dual wireless controller. And they don't have it on here, but there's going to be a Portal too.
There's the Edge and the Portal.
Yeah, the Edge and the Portal.
Yeah, I think they're sold out already. All that murdered out stuff looks awesome.
Mm, any plans on getting any of it?
No, not at all. I like the obnoxious.
Yeah.
If I was going to buy one, I would buy those blue fins for mine to change mine just to bright blue. I'm okay with it looking like a toy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to embrace the fact that you play video games on it. It doesn't have to be so serious.
Right.
I know people are like, everything in my entertainment center is black. I'll keep it streamlined. It's like, okay. I don't have a sleeper living room, you know?
Right.
It's okay that it's white and looks insane to me.
All right. During CES, Sony announced that they're making some movies and some TV shows. Ghost of Tsushima, A Horizon is being made. More to it. Horizon was going to be a TV show on Netflix, but they changed it to a movie instead.
Yeah, I don't know which one of those is best. I still worry about overexposure to Horizon.
I think
Sony has so much planned.
Yeah, if they do, it's a good story. I could see, but I think it should have stayed as a TV show, not a movie.
Yeah.
And then if they get the right actors to do it, I'm watching some of these people that are being cast as different roles in different movies, and me personally, there's just some I don't like, but
yeah,
they may change my mind. They announced the December Sony PlayStation Store announced the top 24 or top games released in December 2024. Nothing unusual on there. I looked over it. Your Call of Duty Black Ops was number one, NBA 2K, Madden, GTA 5 still. I wonder if it's when I do this, is it deleted and then re-downloaded? Are they counting that or are they counting buys?
I think it's buys. I think it's purchases.
Because I know the Shark cards are like super cheap, and then I had some deals on with GTA 5. I'm like,
I think it's downloads for like the game, like purchases for the game. It doesn't, you know, the free to play is obviously not purchases, it's downloads, but I believe this is like actual paid copies sold. And it's just digital that's taken into account here, which is neat to see like Astrobot still be on the list and Hogwarts Legacy be on the list and Helldivers be on the list. Those games. Helldivers is like still like sneaky coming back on people.
Yeah.
That game's starting to pick up a following again because we're in a bit of a lull, I think. And so.
Oh, even Cyberpunk 2077's on there.
Yeah. Next year is going to be such a weird year because everyone is so terrified to be anywhere around Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
That you are going to have some dead spots, I think, next year. And you're going to have some of these games, I think, see a resurgence. Cyberpunk was on sale, I think, is why. It's really cheap.
Yeah. All right. Next little news thing. People are still playing Call of Duty on the PS Vita.
So it's weird. It's a weird flex.
Yeah.
I told you, I think I got my Vita out and I charged it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I found the Vita and then I searched forever. Finally found the charge cord, got all hooked up, plugged up, charged it up, turned it on. I was like, oh, I don't want to play this, and turn it back off.
Yeah. Now the Call of Duty game they're playing is Black Ops Declassified. And there are still people playing it, which I think is crazy, which is cool.
It's weird. There are games I bought on the Vita that I never played that I should go back and just complete. The Vita is a great system. I just, you know, my time is limited and my time is all, you know, the way I've played the last couple of years, it's like when I play something, that's like the only thing I play.
Yeah.
I've not been big on jumping from game to game to game to game all at once. It's just more than my brain can handle.
Next one, they announced this electric car, and here it says, encourage you to flaunt your Astrobot fandom. I'm going to just show you the little video of it. It's 6 minutes, but I'm going to skip through a bunch. Aphelia.
This is the Aphelia, which is the collaboration between Sony and Honda. It's supposed to be a fully electric, I think, autonomous car.
Mm-hmm. Self-parking, which is a lot of cars are doing self-parking now.
Yeah, this thing's got all kinds of stuff going on. It's weird. It shows like your charge level from the outside. I don't know if that's necessary. Yeah. Happy holidays is fun.
You can do different screens.
Yeah. Fuck off. It's what that'll say on everybody's car, but that's fine.
Yeah, especially if you can customize it.
Yeah, eat my ass flashing up there.
TVs.
They're showing Spider-Man, which is smart. The name is not good for the car. Afila. It's like anything, though. I guess, you know, Toyota didn't mean anything when it started. Honda didn't mean anything when it started.
Yeah.
Afila. As part of the theme system, you can select your favorite games. Team Asobi, Ghost of Tsushima, and they display throughout the vehicle. So there's the PlayStation tie-ins everywhere in that car that are selectable.
It's $89,000 for an Asobi.
For the car.
Yeah.
$89,000 is not bad for that kind of vehicle, I guess. I want to be clear. I'll never spend $89,000 on any vehicle. I want to make that abundantly clear when I say that I don't think that price is that bad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I meant to take a picture of it when I could, but I was driving. I saw one of your VW buses, the new one.
Oh, really? They're awesome.
Yeah, I saw it on the back highway.
Yeah, I love them.
It was the yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also at CES, they showed this new tech they're coming out with. It's going to be like a holodeck, and you're going to be able to play like games like Last of Us in it. So Sony's working on a Star Trek holodeck. If you've never seen it, Star Trek, they have a holodeck where you go in and it simulates a whole realism thing. And it looked pretty cool. The little trailer. And here it is right here as you're going through. Showing them building. This is what you've seen inside.
Oh, hell no. That's a clicker.
Yeah. And you're using your flashlight to see what everything.
No, that's a no thanks for me.
But of course, you can't buy this at your house. You'll have to go somewhere to
play it. Me being in a thing where there's actual, like, what feels like real clickers around, that's a hard no for me.
Right.
I don't need to shit my pants in public.
Now imagine playing that in VR.
Yeah. I keep wanting to play Saints and Sinners is one of the games on the free pass. The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners on PSVR 2. I just don't know that I'm ready for it.
Right. All right, another one. There's a little article out talking about the PlayStation 5 owners. Some people 50% of the people turn it off and 50% of people put it in rest mode. And they're saying people that turn it off are actually freaks and you should never turn off your PS5.
It's fine to turn it off. Here's the deal. It doesn't update when it's off.
Yeah.
So you have to be the kind of person who is okay to like turn that on, let it update, let it do its thing before you start playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rest mode guy. I play almost every day though.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I'm going to be a serial killer. I shut my Xbox all the way off.
Because you don't play it every day.
Yeah. Even when I played it every day, I shut it all the way off.
Now, if I have it in rest mode, I will restart it every now and then just to get a fresh boot.
Yeah. I never restart my PS5. I let the power kicking off do that.
No, I restart it and then I will shut it down if I don't restart it. I'll shut it down for a day and turn it back on and let it do its thing while I'm running around.
Dude, the messaging from the PS5 when your power goes out is so unnecessarily aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, don't ever, ever consider doing that again.
We'll come find you and hunt you down.
The database is fucked up. Your external hard drive doesn't work anymore. All your save files may or may not be gone.
Yeah.
I got to try to rebuild the database. I don't know how long this is going to take.
Mm-hmm.
It's like super dramatic when the power goes off.
It is. All right. Some Xbox news. Xbox is going to have a controller coming out. Well, not Xbox, but
I think it's Hyperkin makes this.
Yeah, it's going to make a controller. It basically looks like a PlayStation controller that you can play on your Xbox.
It does look like a Timu PlayStation controller.
Mm-hmm.
White and black. There's something obnoxious about the Xbox logo and the way the pattern is laid out with this bow tie look that I don't care for.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hyperkin makes good controllers. It does have the additional back buttons.
Yeah.
I don't think they released a price, but if I had to guess, this thing's going to be around $100.
Yeah, no price on it.
It doesn't interest me. It's for sure a copy of the PlayStation, though.
Oh, yeah. All right. 6 games are coming to Xbox Game Pass. There's a couple games on there that I think is pretty good. Lightyear Frontier.
It's coming to Game Pass. It's already on there, so I don't know what... It may be going 1.0. It's been in beta.
Yeah, it says Xbox Game Pass Standard, which available for Ultimate. It's already available Ultimate. Do you already have Ultimate or...
Yeah, I do have Ultimate, and so maybe that's what's happening here, because My Time in Sandrock is also something I played already.
Yeah, I was going to say, My Time in Sandrock, Robin Hood, Sherwood Builders, Rolling Hills, Make Sushi, Make Friends. January 14th is going to be Diablo, and then EA Sports UFC 5.
Yeah, so they must have downgraded these from like Premium to the or Ultimate to the regular, because I think I also have Rolling Hills already downloaded. So those must have just bumped down a tier.
Yeah, that was it. There's My Time in Sandrock.
Yeah, me and Howard played that together. I did not start Rolling Hills. I downloaded it. And then, of course, I'm not going to play Robin Hood, I don't think. It doesn't seem like a game that'll end up on my radar. Frontier Lightyear was a fun game.
All right, so there's this little thing, the Microsoft Rewards. I've done that a little bit here and there. There's a breakdown. You can Google search Microsoft Rewards on Xbox, how to make 10,000 points. Per month, and basically it's free $10. Basically, you have to log in every day, do a bunch of stuff. And it says you could take about 30 minutes every day, and you can get basically 10,000 points a month, which equals $10 worth of Xbox credit if you're interested. I know Dan was doing that pretty big.
Is it worth it?
I guess if you're wanting a free game for $10 or...
You know, $30, 30 minutes a day... Right, for a month.
Yeah. Which is really, I know, if you really don't think it's not bad.
I mean, if you're doing that instead of scrolling TikTok or looking at people's meals on Facebook, then yeah, I would say it's probably a good use. You're talking about 900 minutes a month, though?
Yeah. If so you're Xbox, if you want to get free $10.
So 30 minutes times 7, you're talking about 210 minutes. So 3.5 hours a week.
Just to get $10.
Just to get $10. No, not a week. You said per month.
Per month. You get $10 per month.
So you're talking about 6, 7. You're talking about 14 hours a month.
Mm-hmm. Just to make $10.
To make $10.
Yeah. There are people that do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to spend the money on buying stuff.
Look, I'm not knocking it. Like I said, if you're just doom scrolling, it's a better use of your time.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's free money, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So at CES, they interviewed, where was his name at? Jason Ronald. And Jason Ronald is Xbox VP of Next Generation. And he was talking about the Xbox handheld they are going to still work on the handheld, but that's pretty much all he said. But they are going to be pushing the Xbox on all Windows devices. That's what their main focus is right now.
Yeah, this is an Xbox.
Yeah.
That platform. The handheld, I assume when it comes out, is just going to be a device to play Game Pass.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a streaming device and... It'll be a portal, you know, kind of type situation, except for I don't believe it'll require an Xbox the way that the portal requires a PS5.
Right. All right, so there's a whole bunch of Nintendo stays completely silent amid flood of Switch 2. Oh, yeah, so there's a bunch of Switch 2. At CES, there's a bunch of Switch 2 stuff. There's product out there, which is really cool. There's one thing I pulled this article up because I wanted to show you.
There's something so damn annoying about everyone being allowed to show off everything and Nintendo still staying silent about it.
So there's a listing here and they're showing a Switch 2 micro SD card, Switch 2 micro, but down here there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Switch carrying case for $22.99, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Switch thumb grips for $12.99. So I thought that was pretty
I mean, I'm seeing a ton of cases and things like that that are popping up on people's sites. And, you know, some of them are like, you know, PDP and stuff where you're like, it's one would assume that it's legit.
Yeah. So they're showing Joy-Cons, covers, cases, buttons, all these for this Switch 2.
Just go ahead and get it out and let's move on.
Yeah.
It's got to be soon. I mean, that system is old.
And then the couple of leaks that they showed pictures of, Nintendo came out and said that's none of those are true.
Yeah, that's all Nintendo saying that's not true.
Yeah. Apple has halted the production of the Vision Pro VR.
I want a Vision Pro more than I can explain, but it's $3,500.
Yeah. So they're stopped production. So that's it. They're pretty much out of the game now.
So a lot of the talk around this was that it was a high-end model so that they could learn how people were going to use them and what's important. The big rumor has been that this was just to learn the audience and to learn the tech, and that the idea is that a cheaper, more streamlined version will come out that removes the things that people didn't use that they spent money on and focuses on the usability and the interaction with the person. So I would love to see them come out with something that is far less expensive that can hit that $1,500 price point or something like that.
Right, or hell, even if a Quest price point of like maybe $500-$600.
Yeah, I don't think that can happen. But
yeah,
I would love
it's Apple.
That.
Yeah, Apple's not going to.
Yeah, I don't know they can make anything under $1,000.
Right. All right. Rolling Stone has revealed their top 10 games of all time. And there's some prizes on here. Number 10 was Super Metroid. Number 9 was The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. 8, Final Fantasy VII. Number 7 was Metal Gear Solid. Number 6, Half-Life 2. Number 5, The Last of Us. Number 4, Super Mario World. Number 3, Grand Theft Auto V. Number 2, Tetris. And then the number 1 game of all time, according to them, was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Which was surprising.
Odd list.
Yeah, Halo's not on there, but Halo's number 11. Fortnite's not on there. Fortnite's like 47 or something.
It's an odd list, but also the Rolling Stone is an odd source for people to be tracking their top games.
World of Warcraft's number 12, but people still play that. Doom, 13. Street Fighter 2, 14. Just some interesting where they put stuff. Madden made it, number 18.
Madden 2004.
Yeah. Mario Kart 64 was number 20.
You know, so ranking like a list of like all times is tricky, right? Because if you're taking if you're taking cultural impact into it, it's going to be hard to outdo anything old.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be hard to outdo any of the Marios and where they led us. The original Grand Theft Auto. Because you don't have GTA 4 and 5 if you don't have Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like where, and then you don't have Grand Theft Auto 3 if you don't have the original, you know, GTA London, you know, the top down stuff. Like everything led you to where you're going. So when you start making lists, it's hard to say, like, is it just your favorite game of all time? Because that's different.
Right. Like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2. I mean, which was more influential? I mean, they both came out around the same time. They both had a little fighting, and then that spawned to all these other new fighting games, Soul Calibur, Dragon Ball.
You know, I would tell you that I think Street Fighter is more of an impact, but I prefer Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So, you know, all-time lists are just a little, they're always scary to me because I'm just not sure what we're using.
Yeah, they probably just did office pool and pick your games, and they ranked them there. All right, next one, Lenovo during CES, Lenovo announced Legion Go S, another handheld coming out. There was a bunch of handhelds coming. Just another white. This one, it looks nice. I mean, looks like it grips well.
Lenovo already had their other one, I guess. Yeah. Is it called the Legion?
Yeah, but this is the Go S. It's a smaller version.
Their other one looks like a Switch. This one looks more like a Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm.
But that Game Pass, I mean, they're top billing. I mean, they really are pushing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that 3 months of PC Game Pass. Bam. In your face. Suck it.
In your face. All right.
Suck it, Sony.
They went over the Atari, which I mentioned before, but I watched a little video on this. It's actually pretty neat. So all the buttons they have are for all the different types of games. So they have like the scrolling ball, the up down pad, this joystick, the X, A, B, Y, and then they have the number pad for this Atari GameStation Go.
It's neat. It's nostalgic. I still stand by that Atari games are not fun to play.
Yeah, I have 200 games, Pac-Man, Metroid, Missile Command. Which I thought I didn't, when I looked at the, when we talked about the first time, I didn't notice that the game, the buttons that have all five, or have five different versions of the game buttons on there, which I thought was pretty
neat. Just got buttons all over that thing.
Yeah. All right. The next
and
one,
number pad.
Acer has come out with this Nitro Blaze 11. Nitro Blaze 11 is mean, it's 11 inches. This thing is massive. So I'm going to show you a picture of a guy. Here it is. Here, it doesn't look that big, right? Just on your, on the desk. Here's a guy holding it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It looks like he's holding a Apple iPad Pro in an OtterBox with two TV remotes glued to the side of it.
Looks like he's holding a 19-inch TV, just a flat screen.
It's so big.
It's huge.
It's like a ThinkPad closed.
Mm-hmm. Like this, these pictures don't do it justice. We're showing it, but I had to find one that showed a guy, because on the video I watch of it, they're showing how big it was. It's like, Jesus. I say, you're not gonna be able to hold it up. I think it's massive. All right. Some gaming news. Assassin's Creed Shadows has been delayed again, this time to March 2025. So this game keeps on getting pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. When it comes out, people might not even want to buy it.
People will play it.
Oh yeah.
I assume that it just needs a little more polish. And I assume that they need to make sure this thing gets, look, if this thing pushes past Q1, you have to start thinking about holding it, because you don't know when Grand Theft Auto is coming out.
Yeah.
And don't be one of those people that are like, well, Assassin's Creed and Grand Theft Auto are different. Like, if you don't think Grand Theft Auto will cannibalize everything around it, you don't understand how big those games are.
Right. The thing is going to sell $1 billion in the first week. Everyone's going to, 70% of your friends list is going to be on Grand Theft Auto.
It would not shock me if that thing hits $2 billion in that opening phase.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the budget. I think they're saying that game with advertising and everything is going to be around $2 billion.
Oh, they'll make that and then some.
Yeah. The game, my understanding is the game has been content complete for like a long time. Like the game might have been content complete for like a year now is what they're saying. And that means they've spent the last year on additional stuff and polish and everything like that. You know, I know that they have big shoes to fill. I can't see a world in which they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
The only concern I have is that I don't want them to have, I don't necessarily love the term woke. I think it means a lot of different things. I don't want them to get away from the things that make them Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
The touching on, you know, you got to think about it. We haven't had a Grand Theft Auto since COVID,
mm-hmm.
since the Trump elections, you know, since all of that discourse that's happened in America, like they got to lean into it.
Yeah. They went a whole console generation with no new Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, we played it on four.
To play a game that a lockdown happens in and that people are masked up and not going out and, mm-hmm. you know, that'd be a phase of the game that you play.
Right.
You know, or at least the jokes and the poking fun of, and I don't want them to be safe. That's never what's made Grand Theft Auto good. I don't think they will be safe, but they lost some talent that I think was key to that studio.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm excited about it.
Day one.
Yeah.
All right. There's a controller that they showed for your mobile. It's on a Kickstarter. It's already made $1 million and it's got 30 days to go. And it's called the Micon. And here's like a little, take your phone and it connects to the back of your controller and it just slides out.
Yeah, it looks good, I guess.
There it is right there, little buttons.
It seems fucking unnecessary.
Just if you want to play games.
I guess I'm not playing games like that on my phone is my problem.
Yeah, if you were, I guess it's a different option for the people that, because it's good. Your hands are closer together. Most of those have the controllers on the side. What's that one that you can get for Xbox and
the backbone?
The backbone, yeah. So it's different than the backbone.
The little grips that fold out look weak. They look like if you grabbed it with a pair of man hands, you might rip them off.
Yeah, you can see how he's pulling them down now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're strong.
Yeah, I just think it's people are so innovating. There's Minecraft.
I don't know a single person that plays games on their phone.
Like this?
No, yeah,
I have, but not recently, not major.
I don't know anybody like playing Minecraft on their phone every day. I'm sure people do. I just don't know them.
Yeah. All right, next one. Tencent is added to the U.S. blacklist for military. So any government devices are not allowed to play any Tencent games now.
Yeah, it's based on their ties to the Chinese military. Tencent's everywhere. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Tencent has long been a company that people seem to not be a fan of, but they've integrated themselves so much in entertainment and video games, especially that I mean, you know, you're not playing that new Assassin's Creed game if you're not into Tencent.
Well, also Fortnite.
Yeah, they got part of Epic.
Yeah, they talked about it in here, so we'll see. All right, next one. GameStop is closing more stores, and they didn't tell nobody about it. They're not advertising and say nothing. They're just people just seeing it, stores closing.
I mean, that whole diamond hands, you know, never sell thing, all I did was prolong the inevitable with GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop could have taken that time, that influx of money, that influx of popularity to reinvent themselves, but they're too far removed from what people want, I think.
Yeah.
I just don't think they can fix it the way that they are right now.
Yeah, and where I watch one of the YouTube channels of a gamer has a game store, and he's talking about like sales and stuff. And he was saying he might go away from carrying new games unless it's like big AAA titles because there's no money into it. He showed us one game they paid $50 for. They're selling for $50 or $54. You're selling for $59, and now the game is only worth $20. So basically, he lost out on all that money.
I think the key is when you know, retro is the key for a store like that. But I think the thing that you have to do is you have to have Call of Duty so that when someone comes in, they trade you all their NES stuff to get Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a few copies of those new games in order to keep the influx of the old stuff coming in. But I mean, you hear small mom and pop game stores talk about the cost of like a new console and, how, like, by the time they buy a console and ship it to them, they're losing money to sell them.
Yeah.
And same thing with the games. You know, there's $4 profit on a game. And like you just said, that's assuming that the game doesn't bomb, go on sale on PSN, and then we have to adjust the price in the store.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I always wondered. Like, I see games that are free on PSN, and then I'll go into a GameStop or Best Buy and see it sitting there. I'm like, for $20. I'm like, damn. And someone's going to buy it and not realize it's free.
Yeah, you know, I hope someone buys it because I hope those businesses stay open.
Yeah. All right. This one I thought was pretty cool. This is the Enron Egg. It's a nuclear reactor for your home.
Yeah, this is like a joke thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like a Yoshi-sized egg.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to...
Someone bought Enron the name, I guess, unless this is completely. I think what I was reading about this, and it could have been the thing I was reading was not true, is that someone got the name Enron name on socials.
Yeah, but I saw that. And I thought it was pretty funny.
It is funny.
Just having a big old egg in your house. Like, what is
it
that?
It was all over TikTok.
All right. So the last thing we're going to talk about is some little Lego news. A couple cool things. Designer program series 4 pre-orders come open February 4th, and there was nothing in here you said you wanted, if I remember right.
No, I think the next, so I like the riverboat thing. It's not a set I would buy. I think the next thing I'm interested in was the antique store, which I think is on series 5.
Yeah. So these are coming out. Yeah, series 5 is the next one. But the cheapest one here is $169 is the boat.
Yeah, I like the boat. I don't think I like the boat 169. It gives me Steamboat Willie vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not. There's nothing there I feel like I can't live without.
I do like this Seaside Market, though.
It's cool. Yeah, it's not for me, but it's cool.
All right, next one. Nintendo has announced. Oh, shit. It kicked out. The Game Boy with Lego game, Nintendo Game Boy coming out in October.
Yeah, there's a crossover, a very limited teaser where they show you the buttons and the D-pad with the Lego logos on them. October 2025. I assume it will be a two-scale Game Boy that will come with cartridges.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to slide in and out of the back of it. And to me, it'll be of the quality of a, you know, of the NES build or the Atari build.
Yeah, because if you look at the Nintendo, like the, it looks really, really good and close to the other one, to the
if
real.
If you squint, you can't tell the difference.
No, if it's going to be on a shelf, you're like, damn, you got a Nintendo.
Yeah, it's got to be good. That's the way I felt about the typewriter. It's like, I love the typewriter, and they did it right because you have to do it good enough that when you look at it as you're walking by, you can't tell it's not a typewriter.
All right, the last one, they're releasing a minifigure history book for 2025, and they're going to go over all the minifigures on there. And on the first page, Hot Dog Wiener guy's right in the middle.
I would tell you, not even just the first page, dead center first page.
Yeah.
Where the eyes go is where Wiener Man is at.
Yeah, Wiener Man's right there.
Right where the eyes are drawn.
And how many of these do you have?
Two.
Two?
Two Wiener Mans.
You have two. Oh, you have two Wiener Mans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have two just the Wiener Mans. That would be the only thing. I have that pirate with the pig leg up there.
Yep.
Those are the only two I have on that page.
I have Ninjago, pirate. I have the space guy, the night guy. I have the original space guy from the 80s.
What's the most expensive minifigure? Is it the chrome gold?
It's the gold, C3PO? Yeah. No. It's the gold. Monopoly. Dr. Gold. Lego.
The
Gold. Yeah, this guy. This is the most expensive. This is like $20,000. And there's a bunch of fake ones out there.
That's the problem now. You'll never find a real one.
Yeah, you have to get certified. Now you have to get them certified.
Because you can buy that one off eBay right there, the in stock, and I bet it's like $10.
Yeah, Mr. Gold is what he's called.
He was like a chase.
Yep.
Why don't they do that anymore?
Because of the people were buying, like you're buying the whole box, like boxes and boxes and boxes, and not releasing them.
Here's what I'll say though: why does Lego care who buys their product or how they buy it?
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in like. You hear companies are always like, we're going to do this to deter people from like buying them. It's like, what kind of business is that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to deter people from buying them. You want people lined up at Target trying to get them.
Yeah. Now with this, back to the book, the rare minifigure Blacktron he's a little different than the other one. So automatically he's probably going to be worth money because you get the minifigure with this book. So I collect the books with the minifigures. I have a couple of Star Wars ones. So I'll be getting this.
Scoop this up.
I'm going to scoop this one up. And here's all some of the old.
I have that in those Exxon minifigs.
You have that?
Yeah, I'm 99% sure I have that.
I have the chef. I have the girl with the.
I for sure have the space guys too from my original sets from when I was a kid. That chef looks good.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of little. I think it's pretty cool. I like the. They're doing a whole book on that. They did a book on Harry Potter, Star Wars.
I love the minifigs. You know, it's my first, like with Lego, that minifigs are my first passion. They're small. I think they're also unique what they're able to do with them. I like the space they take up, though.
The book is $40. You can pre-order it on Amazon if you want. And that was it. That's all I had for today. You got anything else you want?
I don't have anything else.
Well, as usual, so if you would like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @game_stitch, @hoeffinshow on the X or Twitter. That was episode 622. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.